This is Ozarks at Large for Thursday, May 29th, 2014. I'm Christina Karnatz.
And I'm Kyle Kellums. The KUAF Summer Jazz Series opens its 16th season with the jazz fusion group The Yellow Jackets, June 21st at 8 p.m. at the Eureka Springs City Auditorium. The Grammy Award-winning Yellow Jackets will present their high-energy mix of jazz, funk, and blues. The Summer Jazz Series is presented by the Northwest Arkansas Jazz Society. A link to tickets available online at KUAF.com.
Ahead, last night we talked with classical music trio Time for Three at Crystal Bridges about their performance Saturday evening with the Artisphere Festival Orchestra. We'll hear that conversation.
Plus, 47 miles a day. That's how far, on average, a female hiker hiked to make it through the Appalachian Trail in fewer than 50 days. Hiker and author Jennifer Farr Davis will stop by the Carver Center for Public Radio. And if you'd like to get into running, we'll offer some tips on how to do that.
But first, work on a trailhead at Fayetteville's Mount Kessler continues as the deadline for its construction inches closer. Jeremy Pate, Fayetteville's Planning Services Director, says that the trailhead will be complete by the end of next month, as required by the partnership grant given to the city by the Walton Family Foundation to help purchase the Mount Kessler property. But he says the gravel parking lot and dirt trail leading to the nature trails on the property will be temporary. He says that the reason is that there are several other projects currently being undertaken in the vicinity.
The Arkansas Department of Environmental Quality is currently doing some landfill remediation on an old landfill down the same road. And so there's a lot of truck traffic. So we didn't want visitors to use the same road just because of safety concerns with all this construction traffic. So we located the trailhead pretty soon off the road, and then we're building some trails to get up to the existing trails. I think that project wraps up this fall at some point in time. And right on its heels, the city will begin constructing the regional park, which will take 12 to 14 months, I think, to construct that as well, if not longer. And so where we decided to locate the trailhead is on the site of what's called the Great Lawn, a part of the regional park.
As work on the regional park continues, a paved lot will replace the gravel one, which is nearly complete. Pate says that the trailhead meshes into other future trail plans for Mount Kessler.
The Fayetteville Natural Heritage Association initiated an ecological assessment on the property. So essentially, they have contracted the Arkansas Natural Resource Commission to go out and do an assessment of everything that's on the mountain that might be environmentally or ecologically sensitive. We will use that information to issue a request for proposals for a trails master plan, hopefully to site trails sensitively on the mountain, balancing, obviously, the needs of users and our commitments to expand the trail system on the mountain to the Walton Family Foundation, but also balancing that with the ecological assets, which is one of the reasons that we purchased the property in the first place.
Pate says that the trails master plan for Mount Kessler will be developed this summer and fall. The city purchased the 376-acre site earlier in the spring for $3 million.
Simmons First is buying another bank. The Pine Bluff-based corporation announced yesterday it had entered into an agreement with Liberty Bank Shares in Missouri. Arkansas business reporter Lance Turner has this analysis.
It really pushes Simmons First into sort of a new level of in terms of size of banks in Arkansas. This deal for Liberty Bank Shares of Springfield, Missouri is worth about $207 million, but it will make Simmons First the second largest financial holding company headquartered in Arkansas once the deal closes. The deal is going to push them to $8 billion in assets. That's going to make Simmons First number two behind Arvest Bank Group, headquartered in Bentonville. They've got more than $14 billion in assets.
The deal is expected to close in the fourth quarter and is subject to approval by shareholders. In November, Simmons First outbid Arvest Bank and Ford Financial of Dallas to acquire Metropolitan National Bank of Little Rock.
Republican Tom Cotton began airing a new television ad yesterday, emphasizing his ties to Arkansas. It avoids mention of Cotton's military service, votes cast, and direct criticisms of Democratic opponent Mark Pryor. It does mention and show his newly wed wife, Anna. Political scientist Hal Bass with Ouachita Baptist University says the ad is an acknowledgement from Cotton's campaign he needs to connect more with voters on a personal level, rather than just touting conservative views.
I think it humanizes him. He had been away from the state for a long time and hadn't really established his identity here, and he's trying to, again, connect or reconnect in a way that emphasizes the Arkansas connection. which has been a very potent weapon for his opponent, Mark Pryor.
The ad is getting the most airtime in the Fort Smith area.
Unemployment rates in the region dropped again in April. According to data released yesterday by the Federal Bureau of Labor Statistics, the Northwest Arkansas metro area saw its jobless rate fall from 5.4% in March to 4.5% last month. That's still lower than the unemployment rate of 5.3% recorded in April 2013. Jobless rate in the Fort Smith metro also went down. From March to April, the unemployment rate fell a full point to 5.9%. That's substantially lower than the 7.5% unemployment rate from last April. Although the employment rate is lower, the overall labor force also shrank by about 2,000 people when compared year to year.
Tyson Foods is aiming to buy Hillshire Brands today. Tyson this morning announced a bid for the company, which owns brands such as Jimmy Dean, Ballpark, and Hillshire Farm. The proposed $6.8 billion bid equates to $50 per share, which represents a 35% premium to the closing price of Hillshire common stock as of May 9th, the day before Hillshire announced its proposed acquisition of Pinnacle Foods. The Tyson bid is also higher than the $5.5 billion offer Pilgrim's Pride recently made for Hillshire Brands.
Ozark Regional Transit will have a few changes beginning next week. Route 620, connecting Westport, Greenland, Farmington, Prairie Grove, and Lincoln, will begin regularly scheduled routes on weekdays from 6:15 a.m. to the last daily route at 6:15 p.m. Also beginning next week, designations for several fixed routes will change. Details for all the routes can be found at ozark.org.
The Northwest Arkansas Naturals fell again last night to the San Antonio Mission 6-5. The loss puts the Naturals at 18-33 on the season. Play continues this evening in San Antonio.
Mostly cloudy tonight with a slight chance of showers and thunderstorms in Northwest Arkansas. It's a 40% chance of rain in the Arkansas River Valley, lows from the mid to upper 60s. Tomorrow, clouds, 50% chance of rain in Northwest Arkansas, 40% chance of showers for the River Valley, highs tomorrow throughout the region, about 80. And for tomorrow night, mostly cloudy, chance of showers and thunderstorms, lows from the lower to mid 60s.